Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
It's The Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents The Extra Funny Podcast.
Radio legends getting crazy on the podcast. The digital world.
Yeah.
Shit.
There you go.
To say it.
There you go.
We'll be cutting it.
Let it out, brother. Let it out.
Whoa. I really don't ever cuss on this, but I thought, you know, they shock the people.
Piss.
But we're about.
Riggins, you always talk about Louisiana people being losers and all. No,
oh, you do. Yes, you do, Riggins.
So in this case, the hero of this story is has roots in Louisiana in this crime that happened in Pennsylvania. Basically, the gist of it is someone broke into somebody's apartment and burgled it. They ended up being able to find the perpetrator who's accused of doing this because he left footprints in the house that were, when he was ransacking the place, the footprints were found in some Cajun seasoning that was thrown onto the floor.
Darn it.
So you see Louisiana people coming through again. O'Tonis Shashery.
Footprints in the Tonys.
Yeah, footprints in the Tonys. Got him locked up.
Yeah.
So the Cajun seasoning was already on the floor?
No, I think when he was in there ransacking the place, burglaring it, he knocked it over and then left his footprints.
Like, what is that? Garlic powder. Cayenne. Salt. Pepper.
Paprika.
Oh my God. A Cajun. We got ourselves a Cajun, boys. This won't take long. Let me see your shoe.
But in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, you wouldn't expect them to be using much Cajun seasoning up there, would you?
No, Johnstown? I would not. I don't
know. What is that?
Yeah. It's in Pennsylvania.
I don't know. It's
the town of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't expect them to be, living the spicy life.
No. I found out the world's biggest buffet is in Pennsylvania. It's called the Great Amish Smorgasbord or something like that. Wait, you got to be kidding me. People on TikTok go to this place and you have to, it's like $10. You get in line at like 5 a.m. And it's the world's biggest buffet.
There's nowhere I need to go. That's like, what time does it open? 6? I'm not waiting in line for an hour to eat at a buffet.
Yeah, they wait. They just look like cattle. I mean, it is so true. They're just
The Amish, if they're the ones cooking it, and it's a breakfast buffet.
It's all day.
I know, but if they're showing up and eating at 6 in the morning, it's got to be a breakfast thing.
Yeah.
I bet it's good.
Good.
You wait an hour to get a table at a restaurant, at a Chili's sometimes, if it's backed up.
I don't think I'm waiting an hour at a Chili's. Is it called Shady Maple Smorgasbord?
Yes.
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord?
But they said that.
I know that word had a D on the end of it. Smorgasbord.
Yeah. Smorgasbord.
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 They said the trick is if you get there for breakfast and you get there early, 5 a.m., they let you in at 6 or whatever. If you eat long enough till 10:30 when they switch over to lunch, they'll let you stay to another meal.
But
if you're that much of a glutton and you want to spend 7 hours at a buffet, I guess.
But some people who would do it just because they don't have anything to do and they feel like that they're getting they're outsmarting the other people. If it's free, it's for me, crowd.
I'm not saying I would do that, but when I was in college, we used to go to this Mexican place on Sunday afternoons. They had a special deal. And if you went later in the afternoon, like middle of the afternoon, and hung out long enough, it's like you got lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing.
It was a buffet. Yeah. And you would sit there and just raise the little flag, and the lady would come up. You went through the line, and then after that, you just raised the little flag, and a waitress would come over, and you would tell her, I'd like to have can I get 2 more enchiladas, please? And maybe a beef taco? Sure. And they'd go get it and come back. And it was like $5.
Yeah.
And then so we'd go and you'd take the newspaper and we'd all just hang out. It'd be like 6 of us would all go. We'd spend three and a half hours there.
Trying to get the most for your money.
Trying to get the most for your $5.
There's a place in Boone, North Carolina called Dan'l Boone Inn.
I was about to bring that up.
And people will stand in a line outside, down the sidewalk and all, in the cold for well over an hour to get in there and eat their breakfast buffet.
Oh, it is a buffet.
It's not a buffet. No. They bring it. It's all you can eat. But they bring it all out and put it on a giant Lazy Susan in the middle of the table.
It's so good.
And then you just rotate it around whenever you want, you know, whatever it is. And then you tell them, and they come by and go, oh, I see you need some more grits. I'll be right back. And then they just keep they keep putting the food out there for you. So it's all you can eat, but it's not a buffet.
I'm looking at I'm looking at one right now. It's not the breakfast one because it has fried chicken on the table. Yeah. But oh my Lord.
I know. It's crazy.
It looks incredible. This is a lunch one, but it's got mac and cheese, a huge bowl of gravy, fried chicken, green beans, I think that's slaw, corn, and it has a thing of biscuits, but it looks like the biscuits have like a little ham sandwiches on it. Yeah, it has ham in the middle of the biscuit. Yeah.
But it's not, I mean, it's right there close to that hotel that we stay at in Boone when we used to go to the college and do the seminar, whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
It was right there.
You've had it, Rob?
I'm not a big breakfast fan either, and it's incredible.
Huh. Well, you could have fooled me earlier when you couldn't talk for an hour because you had a mouthful of shit back there.
It was a Bowberry biscuit, and that is an all-day treat. Yeah. It was an all-day treat.
I don't really like it. You do seem like you're a fan of breakfast every effing morning.
Yeah.
But not, I meant like breakfast foods, okay? Thank you.
Don't mean just eating in the morning. No, breakfast food. Okay.
You're pulling the middle out of a hoagie roll and filling it with ham and chips.
So for somebody who's not a fan of breakfast, your ass, you know, really, really doesn't show it.
Never misses it.
I swear he couldn't even answer questions earlier.
Yeah. You can get him a breakfast.
You can't pay me to eat a damn breakfast. But they have... I think they have two kinds of gravy, though, for breakfast, too. They have regular white milk gravy, sawmill gravy, some the Cracker Barrel calls it. And then they have red eye gravy.
Yeah, it says they have red eye and cream gravy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And fresh stewed apples.
And then, it's just breakfast, but they do lunch and dinner. And
I'm just saying, though, if you drive by there in the mornings, that's what most people are talking about, going there for breakfast.
It also includes glazed cinnamon biscuits. On the banquet.
Yeah. I don't want to know how they glazed them, though.
Dan'l Boone's secret sauce.
Dan'l glaze these himself.
Dan'l Boone's special sauce.
Now, but you drive by here in the mornings. I mean, I've even seen it fluttering flurries of snow and people standing out waiting to get in.
Really? Yeah. It's that good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It looks amazing on here.
And what's that set you back? Is that $15-$20?
I think it was more than that.
Yeah.
There are places where you go for like that. I'm gonna eat more because I paid.
Yeah, absolutely.
You pay $25-$30. You're gonna get more than one plate.
Sure.
Did you know that Shoney's is making a comeback, Ace?
I did not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like they've revamped the company and they're getting. Trying to get back to becoming a player in the breakfast buffet.
Good.
And all of that. I like Shoney's
breakfast buffet, sure.
But I've been seeing a bunch of new ones up on the interstates and when I travel these United States of America.
I did not know that.
You know, going back and forth to Tennessee. There's a lot. Whatnot.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. They're like, Bucky's, hell, we're coming back. Shoney's. There used to be a combination. I think it was the same company, the Bob's Big Boy and Shoney's, because they used to be called Shoney's Big Boy, and they had the same character as their mascot. It looked exactly the same.
Really?
I've learned so much about Shoney's in the past 30 seconds. Shoney's is ready for relaunch. 81 restaurants in the United States, and the majority of them are in Tennessee. About 36% of all Shoney's are in the state of Tennessee.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people want value. They want hearty food. Yeah, it makes sense that a breakfast buffet would make a comeback.
Not damn hearty
food. You want hearty food? Wait in the truck. And he the one that sings that song?
Yep, yeah. Him and Lainey Wilson. You're right.
Hardy. H-A-R-D-Y, all caps.
Yeah. He's got the glasses.
Yeah.
Yep. It looks like.
By the way, the Daniel Boone Inn is only $17.
That's a deal. That's a
pretty good deal.
A month?
That is a pretty good deal.
Or yeah. 25 for the dinner.
Oh, but is lunch 25 or?
It looks like they.
Or they just do breakfast and dinner.
It looks like they charge it. If they do lunch, they probably charge it as dinner.
Yeah.
Is a buffet a good date spot?
I don't think so.
Like early on. It
depends on who you're on a date with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like as a, you know, in the first couple months of date, yeah. Let's say first of three dates.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't think you want to go to somewhere where the goal is to gorge yourself.
Well,
you know?
A Brazilian steakhouse, okay. That's all you can eat. But
I wouldn't
buffet.
Even think that.
Oh, you wouldn't even do that.
A Brazilian steakhouse is a good idea.
No, I mean, I don't want to hunker down on anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind eating it. I never minded eating in front of girls and all that back in, you know, the olden times when I was dating. Yeah. But, yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to go to like a pizza buffet. I mean, anywhere where you got to keep getting up from the table to go get your next plate full.
Right. And also the afterward. No. Because the date is over after that.
Right.
Any pizza buffet, breakfast buffet, whatever. In my world, after that, there's a rest period.
Yeah.
The date is done.
Yeah.
Unless you want, unless we agree we're going to go here, eat all this food, then go home and lay down and watch television. You know, we're done here.
Take a melatonin and sleep for 9 hours. Date.
Hey, I've really been wanting to go out with this guy for a long time. And when we finally had our first date, and it was awesome, we went to an old country buffet. And we ate so much that we couldn't move. He grabbed a toothpick on his way out, chewed on that on the way to my house, and then we just laid down and watched TV.
It's not very romantic.
And held in farts because we don't know each other that well.
Yeah.
It made a lot of noise.
Oh, God.
You got to waddle out of the Chinese buffet. You're just like feeling like shit.
We got to get home. We got to get home.
Movie? Yes. No movie. We're going straight home.
Oh, man. I used to love the old country buffet, though.
Mm-hmm. Those are closed, aren't they?
Did they change them? The name? Our buffet in town went from like a Ryan's to a Great Wild Fire Mountain buffet. I mean, it was like three or four different buffets before it finally closed.
What was that one, Rob?
Quincy's,
yeah. And the Golden Corral is probably 3 minutes from here. The Golden Corral.
That's the only one that's really stood the test of time, it seems.
We had Quincy's in Huntsville when we lived there.
As of January 15th, 2021, all Old Country, Hometown, and Ryan's Buffet locations have permanently closed.
Oh, my God.
It was good. I remember that.
Yeah, my parents used to love Ryan's. Mm-hmm. They had a steak that was as thick as the phone here. You get that ribeye. I mean, you can get that whole ribeye for $3.
Man,
salad bar, all the other stuff.
When I was a kid, my parents would say, "Tell you what, we'll go to Bonanza." Oh my God, we're going to Western Sizzling. Oh, but we get steak and baked potato. Yeah. And in hindsight, you look back, you're right. That damn steak was about that thick.
Right, and at Bonanza, or as my family called it, Bonanzas. I don't know, because we didn't have the Western Sizzling was in your town.
Yep.
They said, we always go the other direction. So we didn't have shit in our town. It's too small. But we would go north to Monroe or Ruston to Bonanzas. And the tray was wooden on the outside and had metal inside.
Yep.
So you're cutting a steak with a steak knife on metal.
That's fun.
Yeah.
You could have thought that through a little bit better, I think.
Well, Western Sizzling was the same way. Was. The same that both of them had that big wood outside piece and that metal piece in the middle.
I don't know whether I would dislike that more now or my continued hatred of eating something out of a basket.
That's where it all started.
I think I'd rather have the metal tray than to eat out of a basket.
I love a good meal in a basket.
I had to ask for a plate the other day. It was in the sports bars we went to.
Why was your food in a basket?
Yeah, came out in the basket. It's a sandwich.
Yeah. Sandwich is hard to eat in a basket. Sandwich,
you're supposed to cut it first. Or I am, because I have a tiny mouth. I was like, can I have a plate, please? And then I looked to make sure that they did have them, because a lot of places that we go on those Saturday things don't even have, you know, glassware or cutlery. I mean, it's all handhelds. And but they did have plates. I saw them across the restaurant. So it's like, I hate to be that guy.
That's one of those things that I never do it. But when I have a sandwich that's like cut in half, I always think every time, oh, this is much easier to handle this way. I like this. Mm-hmm. But I never actually do it.
Yeah.
It is difficult, though. Yeah. You got to be an artist.
Yeah.
To be able to cut it. Right, yeah. Without your bun slipping all off.
Yeah.
I know Jenny eats a lot of food, and she loves a sports bar. Does she, like, go to a buffet? That seems like it was tailor-made for her. She eats 8 servings of things, 10 servings of
but
things.
But how many buffets are sports bar-esque?
You don't realize buffets are like, sports bar. Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Yeah.
It has to have beer. She won't eat at a place that doesn't have beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even breakfast. Yeah, where she'll get a vodka and orange juice with a splash of Sprite in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She's not a buffet girl.
Mm-mm. If she's going to eat from a place that doesn't have beer, it's to go.
Wow.
Okay. Gots to have
so a beer. So she can have a beer at home while she's eating.
Yeah, a beer.
Yeah.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.